Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House. Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
That was cool. That's how it sounded last time.
What the fuck was that? That shit sounded...
I'm about to go see.
Damn, we might have had another...
That was another squirrel.
Squirrel just hit the ceiling. Like, it's Ace Ventura Pet Detective outside. Shit just be happening.
Are they getting electrocuted or something?
No, because the wire is not even... they just fell and... And they're falling. And our tree in the backyard is huge. Like, for those of you who don't know, it's a big ass tree.
It was a branch. It was
a branch. Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah. Fuck that branch. That's cool. All right, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I'm your host, Rome Green Jr. In the building with me, I got Cam.
Yep.
I got Emmanuel.
What's up?
You know, we just had to go outside and make sure wasn't no more squirrels being, you know, getting hurt out here. I'm excited. New Room Noise is out, so make sure y'all go check that out with featuring Jared Brady about the male spoon, which is cuddling, and you being the male spoon, which I'm not really a fan of, but I mean, you know, love is love. I guess that's what they say.
My girl asked me after we dropped that.
Yeah.
Oh, so you would feel weird if you did? I said, don't do that.
Yeah, no, don't do that. Don't do that. I'm cool.
I said, sometimes she's like, but sometimes you fall asleep, you turn away from me.
Yeah.
And I said,
yeah.
Yeah, that's what people, they go to sleep.
I gave her your exact line off the video. You said that. You were like, when they get mad when you turn away this way. When trying to go to sleep.
I don't know what else you want me to do. I'm just trying
and
to.
And then she said, well, then I could just grab you up from there. I'm like, No.
I'm asleep. Like, let me.
That's sexual harassment.
Yeah, yeah. That's me too. That's why you said in the line.
I'm asleep.
You cut me from behind, I'm going to scream. Me too. Yeah.
Me too.
Men too. Like,
here's my view on it. Like, I feel you. I'm going to turn around.
For sure.
At some point. Like, because now I need to sleep. I got you comfortable. You know, it's not the most comfortable for men. Unless you get that pillow, I guess, put your arm through. But once I turn around, I'm comfortable. So whatever you want to do, you can do.
The thing
but
is,
I'm comfortable.
When it happened to me, I think I've just been scarred. When it happened to me, I was naked. And so I don't want to be hugged from the back naked.
You feel more, your butt's out.
Yeah, yeah, a little vulnerable. With my butt back out. You giving me that nice vertebrae is warm when you hugging me.
Right,
and I don't really know how I feel about it.
Right. You don't want crotch against your ass.
Yeah. I ain't never had crotch against my butt.
And
like
it makes
that.
You feel weird because deep down, you know, it kind of feels
you know, kind of feel good.
You know what I'm saying? Once I turn, like, you want to rub my back and all that? Go ahead.
Yeah, definitely kind of.
You just don't want to be the dude saying, I love crotch against my ass. You don't want to be that nigga, man.
Or if it's hot, then no. If I'm hot, then no.
I get hot immediately.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
you got a 15 to 20 minute span of maybe some cuddling, and then I know I'm going to get hot. So I'm like, all right, I got to slide over.
Yeah, my girl called. She said, I'm a heat lamp.
You're a heat. You're also part fire sign.
I give off heat.
Me
so,
too.
You know.
We all fire signs in here.
I wonder how dudes feel in more colder climates.
Okay.
You know, where it's colder more in the year, you know, do they mind getting cuddled more because, you know, it's not hot.
But, you know, and you know, women are so petty that if you told your girl, like, you ain't, like, getting cut from behind, and y'all's in a situation like in Alaska or somewhere in the Arctic cold, and you was like, "I'm just so cold, baby. Can you just you know cut me from behind? Just I need warmth." Oh now you want bitch, you gonna cut me from back so I can get warm.
I was having like a mini panic attack like a couple of days ago after all the shit broke out, and I had to call my girl in to come like ease me by like, yo, just give me a head massage.
Those are nice.
Because I need to like chill.
Those are nice.
And that actually helped. But when I thought about it, I was like, that would probably feel really good though. Male spoon.
You get male spooned.
I hate that guy. Hey, no, name.
You get male spooned.
This is when you the little spoon.
You the little spoon.
Okay, so little spoon.
Yeah, yeah.
Call it little spoon instead of big spoon.
Yes, little
Jesus
spoon.
Jesus Christ, we called it male spoon.
It just sound funny.
I don't want to call it male spooning. But anyway.
But yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it does feel good. Little spoon. It does feel good. Spoon. We need to be better about that.
Guys, we are back. And it is time for our monthly Manscaped meeting, and we're excited about this time because we got a product that we about to open up.
The Weed Whacker.
Right here, the Weed Whacker.
Booyah!
Now, what's some things going on with the Weed? Now, the Weed Whacker is for your nose, obviously.
Yep, Whacker is for your nose. It's skin-safe, replaceable head, preparatory skin-safe technology that helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs, cutting head and
that's the best part.
Y'all got hairy noses?
See, that's the thing. I ain't never really had a hairy nose like that.
Or ear.
I did. I have.
You,
yeah, I need to take.
Well, you
care
grow
of this.
Everywhere.
I would be the one to use this.
Yeah, no, Mike too.
Mike too. I think
got hairy nose.
You know what? It's because of niggas like you niggas rioting.
Why?
Because you shaming a hairy nigga. And soon, one day, hairy niggas is going to stand up against our oppressors like you.
I didn't shame you. I just said I
you
never
bald
had.
Body ass nigga.
Baby
I'm sick
body.
Of you, baby body ass motherfuckers.
But y'all, man.
I'm part of that crew, too.
Listen,
of course you are.
But
it took
sometimes,
you
like,
17 years.
I've seen some girls with hairy ears before. My granddad had hairy ears.
Say it.
Say what?
Say what you were going to say. I know what you were going to say.
It was a fallacy, though, because it took longer for you to grow a beard. So
but it's here now.
But it's here now. It's partially there.
It's here.
I wouldn't say partially. I would say more than partially.
It's there. It's there.
It's over.
Watch you. You could cut your beard
with
this.
The Weed Whacker.
Yeah, with the Weed Whacker.
Hey, would you?
The rumors of my beard's demise were premature. was unwarranted, as Mike would say.
Man, this has
here.
A high performance motor, cordless. Okay. It's rechargeable.
See, the
smart
cordless,
design, waterproof.
Come on,
it
man.
Has it all.
I
people.
Feel like does it have different settings? Because I feel like if I'm putting some in my nose. I don't want it to be too fast.
Yeah,
like I don't know the speed.
I think it's the speed. The same thing. Mm-hmm. You know everything, Manscaped. Dude, they ain't gonna hurt us out here. You
open
know
it up. Open it up.
Yeah, we can open it.
Oh yeah, bust it open. I think it's already. I already cut the tape. So yeah, open
the mic down. I'll hold the mic.
There you go. Bust it open. I'm sorry I said that to you.
Okay.
Look at that.
Nice packaging.
Come on,
oh
nice packaging.
God, can we
that make you want to put that in your nose.
You know what I'm saying? The presentation is what it's all about.
Make you want to put it in your nose.
See if it got some charge on it.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah, that's ASMR right there.
Nice hum,
oh, that's nice. That is nice.
Yeah, this don't look like it hurts you. It's barely. Yeah,
that's good.
Try it.
That's good. Yeah, it's going to be yours. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
So you just put it up your nose? Let me read this a little more real quick.
What you reading?
I'm just trying to see exactly.
Well,
how
say
you
the
it.
Battery. Say some battery.
Right. Yeah, say some battery. So y'all
tell
witnessing.
Put this up my nose. It says use the safeguard before. Yeah.
Whole nostril fly out. And now all you gonna do is look at me.
Hey, at least his nose will be shaved.
I'm like, hey, you may want to go to the hospital.
Yeah. It comes with other components.
Come with other components.
I think to put on top so you can guard your nose, keep your nose safe.
Oh, here's the charger. Okay,
we got the charger.
We got the charger right here.
That's probably the charger cord there.
It's probably. Oh yeah.
Yep. Okay. Yep. So they package everything nicely for you. Listen, use our code DORM. 20 to get 20% off. Look, okay.
I heard it. I heard it. It could have been a booger.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Put the mic up there.
Broken. My thing.
No.
Is so,
that hit your mustache. That time.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. That's oh, not. Yeah. Oh yeah. That's not. Listen, Dorm 20. Get your weed whacker if you got hairy ears, hairy noses. I think it's going. It's. Listen. They revolutionizing. They revolutionizing the nose.
So that's
and
pretty
ear
much
game.
Yours now.
Yeah. That's that. That's definitely yours.
Oh yeah.
No,
don't get,
for sure.
You don't get to stick it up your butt this time.
Yeah. What?
See, that's a nigga that agrees with something without listening.
Don't. You got your little your nose brush.
We got the brush. You gotta have the brush.
Oh, gotta have the nose brush.
And we got the charger. Oh, this is awesome. Thank you, Manscaped. Manscaped. I appreciate it.
Dorm 20. Get your weed whacker. Get your nose right so you can get down in there and smell everything you need to the right way. All right. So continuing on, I just want to have a quick talk about paper towels. Now I understand. You know what? When I was younger, my mother used to yell at me when I would like pull paper towel and just like rip 3 or 4 or 5 sheets for no reason.
we had an incident.
So she used to yell at me like that. Okay. And I didn't know, like, you know how your parents tell you stuff over the years and then finally like it starts coming into play and you're like, I get it now. I think the first instance was when we had a while ago when we had some young ladies at our house in the apartment. And I think somebody spilled something. One of the young ladies, she was just grabbing yanking. Paper towel, yanking. And Emmanuel just look at me.
I looked at her first, and I saw what she was doing. And in my head, I'm shaking my head.
Like, why are you pulling so much?
And then I just happened to look at Rome, who's directly across from me.
And I'm looking at
him. He had the most bewildered, baffled look on his face, shaking his head. And then pointed. And he pointed like this at her while she's still pulling the paper towel. And he stood here like a good like 5 seconds like this before he said,
You don't need that much paper towel.
I never die. I laugh so
hard. And I completely understand my mother now because when you, like Cam said the other day, when you start purchasing stuff and start buying stuff, it well, takes
you
on.
You start paying bills, you get when they say turn that light off. Don't leave the lights on if you don't need it. It
takes on a whole new meaning. But in this quarantine, I've realized paper towels, one, they're a necessity. But then two, they just go fast. I guess in a house with 5 men, They just go fast. Some are used for the bathroom. Some are used to clean the kitchen. Some are used in room. I don't know, but I'm just like, I bought like a 12, 16 pack like a week and a half ago. And I'm like, all them shit's
half
gone.
Is gone?
Oh, no, that pack's gone. I bought a new pack.
Oh, the pack is the whole pack.
Oh,
is
that
gone?
Remember that tall one that was in the kit? That's done.
God.
I said no. What is this? People, I guess, was worried about toilet paper so much. Now we need to worry about paper towels. Yeah,
you just gotta have a talk because maybe people that's taking 3 at a time when you could just need one.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to send a message.
It ain't like you buying cheap paper towels. You buy the good quality ones. Yeah. Soft and like they thick, so you don't need a bunch
like
for those.
Like an emergency, you could wipe your butt with it.
Those soft enough.
Definitely been there.
But it's gonna be hard going down because those so soft and thick that it's gonna get clogged.
Why? You think it's going to absorb a lot of the water?
Yeah, it's going to get thick. Those things thick.
Those the ones that get clogged?
I'll be flushing paper towels.
I mean, you can't. I mean, of course you can do it, but you can't put a lot. One of them, you got to rip one in half and use, probably could use it.
I definitely, in an emergency situation, I definitely done tore up some paper towels for sure. Okay. I could definitely and use them to wipe my buttocks. But yes, no, the paper towel, and it just made me think about, like Cam said, with bills and stuff like that. And I was like, damn, like, I know I'm going to be this way with my kids, too. Take one sheet, wipe what you need to wipe, and get on. You just turn it to your parents. It was just funny. I was like, these paper towels are getting out of hand.
Gail was raised like that, too. I remember one time she said, can you pass me a paper towel? I ripped off 2. She's like, I only need one. Don't waste that. I appreciate it.
I get it. I understand completely. But, yeah, so y'all stop wasting paper towels out there. That was my lesson about paper towels.
So today was the first day of the 5 a.m. club. Well, not the first day, like been doing it 2.5-3 weeks, but the first day doing the implementation from the book, which is a 20-20 rule. So basically the first 20 minutes you gotta get up, move, exercise, sweat, and they tell you all the benefits. The second 20 minutes meditation, journaling, and the last is like reading and learning some stuff. Mm-hmm. So we got up at 4:45, walked out the house at 5 and ran a mile. My body didn't know what was going on.
Cam was hurting. He was hurting.
My body was screaming.
Because mind you, I've been running, but Cam, you know, this is his first time running in a while.
Right. It's been a long time since I ran. It was cold out there, so my chest was on fire. My calves were just tight as hell. I was like, I got lightheaded. I was like, yo. You got to get in shape. Because I am.
What time did you go to bed, though?
I go to bed at 10. Okay. Late is like 10:30.
Yeah, we went to bed on time. Yeah. It was just, I think,
I wasn't tired. I'm just saying, I'm out of shape.
Yeah.
When them ankles start hurting, them calves start hurting, you'd be like, wait a minute, like. But it's I do like it because I think I'm official. Today was officially day 32 of me getting up at 5, and so this was the first official day that I ran at 5, because what I usually do is like stretch and just move and all this stuff. And then I work out later, but this was the first time I was like working out at 5, and I was like, you know what, this is good too. But I think in the future I would need a trainer that's going to get up at 5
ready to go at 5.
Be ready to go around 5 to get that good workout in. Running is cool, but I still need the gym for sure.
I just like the stillness of it, how quiet it is. Oh, it's quiet. Cool. Like when we went out, the moon was out, you can see the craters in it. And either the North Star or either the planet was right above it, and then the moon was on this side. The sun was rising on this side. So it was like we was between the sun and the moon. It was a wild experience.
Part of me was a little nervous, though. It was still dark outside.
I was nervous because of everything that's going on.
That's what I said.
That's the reason I was nervous. Cause I, like, when we was running, I was looking around like, I wouldn't come out here by myself. Not that early because it's like, wait, shit happening. They be, you know, black men. And it's only black people who have to think about this shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was really on my mind the whole time we was jogging. Yeah. Like, I was looking around. Anytime I see someone, I'm looking.
Yeah.
Make sure they don't.
I seen a man come out of his house. I was like, oh.
Who was that?
That's me every time I step out the house. just looking over. I feel like you got to look over your shoulder, especially at nighttime.
Man. Yeah, especially at nighttime.
But yeah, man.
But you know, it's been good, and a lot of people have been hitting us up about the book and you know its benefits and stuff like that. And you know, I think it's gonna be a good journey. I got 34 more days till I'm officially done with the 5 a.m. getting up. But at this point,
so what day am I on? Cause I know I started. Did I start a week after you?
You might have started a week or so after me. So you probably on like 20 something,
22.
Yeah, maybe. You probably somewhere. Yeah, that's what I think. But. Yeah. Man. But you'd be waking up early regardless anyway.
Yeah, but
no, I'm talking about Manuel.
But I don't know if my reasons of getting up early is necessary. Like, I'm usually up like at 4:30 now, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Somewhere always in between there, and I just.
What time are you going to bed?
10, 11 still.
Yeah.
Something like that. Sometimes I fall asleep mad early, like 8:30.
I don't know when the last time I just was up until like 2 or 1:30.
When I was in Vegas. Nah, when I was in Bahamas. That's the last time.
Okay.
When I was in Bahamas. For sure. Because, I mean, we went to parties and stuff. So.
Gotcha.
That's the last time. That's December. That was December. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just not a night owl. If I'm not out, or at a party, I'm not gonna be up at 2. My brother and my dad, they are.
Yeah.
I mean, well, my dad, he is a night owl, but that nigga be falling asleep. I was like, just go to bed. Yeah, I'm up. No, you're not.
That's why do dads do that? My dad do the same thing. I'm up. No, you're not.
I'm looking at you. I've been looking at you for 5 minutes so I can say you asleep.
Oh, like falling asleep?
Yeah.
No, sleep, not falling. Yeah, you sleep. I'm recording you. Yo, go to bed. I'm up. What just happened? Man, I'm go to bed.
Is it an ego thing? Is it pride?
It's a little bit ego. All men had that. Like, don't want your son. You don't want sleep to defeat you.
And you don't want your son to tell you go to bed.
Yeah.
Go to bed.
Yeah, the older you get, you start telling you, go to bed. I ain't got to tell my mom. My mom go to bed. My dad, go to bed.
It's always like that. The moms are always willing. Like, all right, I'm off to bed. I ain't sleep.
Bed.
You'll take your ass.
I see what happened. I'm watching the goddamn movie.
Then be snoring again.
Like, whenever I suggest my dad to watch it, I said, don't watch it at night.
You should just record. Nowadays, you could just record your dad.
Oh, say, I do.
Dad, you were asleep. No, I wasn't. Look, you call this? This is sleep, right?
I never.
No, I wasn't.
When me and my dad got drunk and he was on the couch, this nigga was asleep like this. And I said, Dad, he said. I said, he said, what? I said, you just go to bed. He said, ain't nobody sleeping watching the game. I said, no, go to bed.
That's hilarious, man. To hold a pose while you're asleep is the funniest shit.
Like, just to look at them. As soon as you just stop talking, they say, I'm not asleep. Just watch them. They're going.
Yeah, that bot, and then their head start bobbing a little bit.
My dad's eyes be right here. Go to bed. I'm watching. You not.
My dad don't give a fuck about none of that. That nigga will lie down on the couch, tell everybody else sit somewhere else, face down on the couch, and go straight to the fucking sleep, nigga, and say, this is my bed. And I'll be like, Dad, you want to go to bed? No, I'm waiting for the game.
The game been over for 4 hours.
I recorded it. Like, he always talking about
were they traumatized when they were like, younger, and then don't like they just don't like admitting
when
they turn
back
to
kids. Man, when you a kid, you don't want to go to bed. So yeah, when you like, it's an evolution of life. You're going back to being
I guess you don't want to feel old. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to feel like you old. Guy. Like,
I ain't gonna front though. Like, it feels good as hell to fall asleep in front of the TV.
And no, I
like
do.
If you're on the couch or something. Like, it feels good as hell to fall
Do you
asleep.
Ever, when you fall asleep, like, so if you're watching something, like, on Netflix or anything like that, do you fall asleep and let it run, or do you feel yourself about to fall asleep and just stop it and just go to sleep?
I'll stop it. Like, the first time, if I'm bobbing, I'm like, all right, hold on. If I bob again, I'm like, all right, because I'm not. Gotcha. Stop, I close that shit, go to sleep.
Because what I don't like is if I fall asleep in a movie playing, and you know how you kind of wake, like, if it's midday, like, 3-4, you take a nap or something, you wake up and you might catch pieces of what you watching, and then I feel like I watched it. So when somebody asked me about the movie, I'm like, "Oh yeah, I seen it." Wait, did I? No, I didn't see that.
Right.
So I stop it too. Like, I don't let it run. Yeah. When I was younger, I couldn't sleep without the TV on though, which is interesting.
When I was younger, I had to have the TV.
Yeah,
off. Like I had to have it off.
You had to have it off.
I had to have
young.
It off.
Oh, okay.
And now as I got older, I guess it's like having the phones out more or something, just being connected, constant. It doesn't bother me now. When the TV's on, if I fall asleep, if I'm going to bed, obviously I'm turning it off.
Yeah.
But if I'm in front of a couch and it just happens to be on while I'm taking a nap or something, whatever, you know.
Something soothing about the sound. You know what? This is gonna be.
It's like being in a car.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? This is ignorant though, but like, you ever fell asleep dick out with like about to masturbate?
About to masturbate?
Like you were sleepy, but you was like, I'm going to try to get this done.
Actually, that has happened.
It happened to me one time. I'm not going to lie.
I think it might happen multiple, because I know what you're talking about. Like a late,
like
late
a late
night.
Late night.
Sleepy, like, man,
I
maybe
don't masturbate sleepy.
And you start, you're like, man, I'm and then you, next thing you know, you waking up.
You like, wait.
What happened?
I woke up in the middle of a porn once. I said, what the fuck going on? I need to go to bed.
Right, like
what is this?
If you fall asleep masturbating, you definitely need to go to bed.
But no, not that I was in the process.
Or you definitely need to get a nut.
I was trying to get to the part of what, and while I'm waiting on the part, because I was kind of interested in the story for once, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. And I'm watching, and I fell asleep. And I wake up, and there's ass and titties going on. I'm like, oh, shit.
That's disturbing. That's the only part that's disturbing. If the video's running while you fall asleep, and you wake back up, and it's just like, oh, ass, pussy, titties, oh, what the fuck?
You only can do
it's
that.
It's very, like,
you only can do that if you live, like, by yourself, like have your own room. Like if you, like you staying with your girl, you can't fall asleep masturbating because she walk in on you. It's just it ain't nothing gonna happen, but it's just it's embarrassing.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to fall asleep with like.
God
with
damn,
like
man. I don't know about that. I fall asleep wherever my dick out there. It has a right to be there.
Well, due to the like everything that's going on in the world, Pornhub said we commit to stand in solidarity and take action with the black community as they rightfully demand
it
justice.
Wasn't real.
It wasn't real?
Nah, I went right after that. It's like everyone started doing it. I'm like, I got to see if this is real. On there. And I didn't see none of that.
Because it said that from June 6th to 12th, only Ebony videos will be available on our website. And I was like, wait, nah, I didn't go get all sleepy.
No, so because everyone kept posting it. I'm like, nah, let me go see. I don't see this. Like, it gotta be fake.
Got you.
Because I was ready to talk about that on the podcast
That'd have been cool.
Nah.
This was a bunch of Ebony on there. But, yeah, man. So
how about give us reparations?
Not porn reparations.
How about just that? Let's get some money.
More I got to show you this dude that you're going to love.
Okay.
That be owning these Fox News people.
The thing you sent me yesterday?
Yeah. The way he went in on her and they, at the end, gold.
Yeah, you guys will watch that.
Let's do it.
But a nigga you don't want talking for the black community is Terry Crews. Y'all seen that?
Oh, yeah, that Crews line going down.
I cannot stand that nigga, man.
I used to love him on Everybody Hates Chris, and he just turned out to be
the biggest coon head. You swole raccoon.
Then he got the nerve to say, everybody who calling me coons, you're the racist. Get your dumb ass.
I didn't see that, but if you didn't hear what he said, defending white supremacy without white people creates black supremacy. Equality is the truth. Like it or not, we are all in this together. Yes, we are all in this together, but we 13% of the population. What are we reigning supreme over?
Oh, yeah, we not. That's not it.
We don't have the sheer numbers or the power to be
this is the thing,
any type of supremacy.
When you with your white wife and it causes these issues.
His wife white?
Yeah. Yeah, he's married to a white woman.
Makes sense, but I didn't know.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you know, these niggas get brainwashed into thinking there's no color. We're not fighting for this, that, and the third. But he has a history. That's my thing. It's not just this one isolated moment. Yeah. He has a history of doing saying this shit. Stuff you know like what I'm saying? That. Being weird about shit.
Just because we're fighting for, like, just because we're fighting for black, you know, black equality and stuff doesn't mean that we're being vigilantes. It means that we just fighting for what is fair.
Why is he
fair.
Even saying that, though?
Right, but well, what do we want?
What does that have to do with, like, right now we need help.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what I'm
it.
Saying? And you got to be the one on the team. Similar to the Drew Brees situation,
as a
but
black
worse,
man,
you know what I'm saying? Because you're a black man
that got his penis grabbed. You need rights.
Nah, he's just gonna let these execs keep grabbing his dick.
Like
that's all he's gonna do. Keep letting these execs keep grabbing.
If anything,
his dick,
that should
Terry.
Make you want to fight more.
That's why his name's Terry.
I don't know if that.
Fucking, I can't stand that soul ass nigga. Fucking bastard.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to either. I don't know if he brainwashed. He just doesn't do the right thing at the right times. And it's like, we started like, you go back to the Dave Chappelle skit, the racial draft.
Yeah.
He would get traded immediately or just get straight up cut.
Yeah, for sure.
How you let The Rock say more positive shit than you? God damn, dog. Right?
Well, The Rock, I mean, he had black, so.
Yeah. Terry Crews full black.
I mean,
like, what the hell? That's how you let The Rock do that. You know, two swole ass.
But you forgetting that The Rock is the people's champ. You know, what I'm
I
saying?
Mean, so. You know, honestly, this is
and Terry Crews is
know.
A jabroni.
Yeah,
he's the jabroni, the terabroni.
Lay the smackdown.
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't like the way you did that. Because he smiled and shook his head like he better than me.
I don't know.
He gave me that, I'm better than you.
No,
he said, this is my Daisy Luke's revenge.
I'm just saying that cruise ships ain't quick.
That cruise ships ain't
with Terry Crews' career right now.
Yeah, he definitely wear Daisy Luke's. So I'll give him.
He a Daisy Luke.
He got the legs for him, man.
He do got the legs for him. But yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what he, like I said, I don't know what he, like you're, like
everybody
Emmanuel said.
In the world is trying to support this movement.
Yeah.
Every company, even if it's becoming trendy or fashionable, I don't give a fuck. Because at the end of the
it's
day,
getting hurt.
It's helping the cause. It's pushing the cause forward.
Yeah.
And for him, for you to be the one black guy that's going to be looked at through history when they say, oh, who are some of the naysayers or kind of, you know.
The wishy-washers.
The wishy-washers. Terry Crews.
Terry
your face
Crews.
Will be right there.
Just wishy-washy.
You'll be along with the Drew Breeses, the wishy-washy people.
You don't
want to
be beside them.
Riding the fence.
So let me ask you this. Because I've been thinking about this.
Wishy-washy.
And seeing, you know. Do you think that Corona was kind of a blessing in disguise for this movement right now? Because people were forced to be home. And, you know, they're on the computer all day. On TV all day. So, this is what caused an even bigger reaction this time. Because this is the first time it's, like, global. Like 18 countries have protested. Like almost every state has protested over one incident. Usually it's the city, you know, most of the time that the incident happened in. But like, this is everywhere.
It's everywhere.
And do you think it's because everyone was home and forced to look at it as like, we got to do something?
Yeah, that, the social media, like the TikToks, like, I give it to them. Like, even on TikTok, the white people on TikTok that are, you know, trying to educate other white people and show, like, it's a whole movement going on. And I think it's because, like you said, because people are home and they have time to digest what they're seeing. They have time to formulate somewhat of a educated opinion about, you know, about what's going on. And they also can Google while they're right there at home, Google the facts. And so, yeah, I think it has a lot to do with, I think it is a blessing in disguise, kind of, because it just makes sense.
I got my first experience with kind of some white guilt.
I love it. Love to see
oh,
it.
First, I've been seeing a lot of
no, but I'm saying personally.
No, me too.
Yeah,
I'm saying I've been experiencing a lot
like, I got an email yesterday, and it kind of made me laugh. I was like, this is funny. I appreciate it, but it's kind of funny, because it's like, I feel like they feel obligated to say something.
What was it? Can you say
who?
Yeah, or not who, but what's the situation?
Well, they were just saying, you know, it's just, you know, how crazy it is right now. I know you're probably going through so many emotions. You know, I apologize. We're trying to do this. It's, you know, one of those.
Right.
It was still formal, but you can tell, you know, they felt obligated to say something. Like, they felt like they should say something.
Yeah,
yeah. Security guard at Ralph's when I went two days ago, as I walked in, he said, hey, are you having a good day? I said, yeah. He's like, oh, okay, all right. Hey, need anything? Let me know. White dude.
Or even when me and Rome take our walks, every white person that walk, hey,
yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, you could tell. You know, this is L.A. too.
Yeah.
And usually they're quick to adapt to change in a lot of times.
I don't know. It's a lot of white supremacy groups.
I mean,
right?
Of course, but
it is. But you know how California or LA, California is looked at as a liberal state. You know what I'm saying? It's just a lot more the vegan, all those people. Like, yeah. I got something on veganism in a minute, but
veganism.
But yeah, I've noticed everywhere I go, like stopping at, going to the grocery store, the people in my girl's building, like just I see a different tone in white people, how they're looking at me and say, hey, how's everything going? You good? Like, how's everything? Like, and to the point where it's a little weird, to be honest with you, because even, you know, I can go to a shop. I went to the weed shop. I told you this. And this girl, the Spanish girl, was at the just looking at me with the utmost.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, it's terrible what's going on out there. And I swear to you, if I was single, there would have been some gargling going on in the
absolutely. You gotta use that too. You gotta get your reparations.
Oh yeah. And I'm all for that. But what was I saying? I just was about
to say it's kind of weird, but you noticing it more. Like you just seen.
Yeah, I'm just noticing a lot more people's reaction and how they're looking at us a little, which is a good thing. But the overall question, yeah, I think the coronavirus obviously helped people see more. Made it more informative.
I don't even know if it's around anymore.
You know, I mean, it definitely
they closed
is.
It down, the testing, so after, you know.
Yeah.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Once they open testing back up, it may just skyrocket possibly.
But that just means people have it. I mean, as of right now, they're not recording. The deaths aren't spiking or anything like that. But the question is, when winter comes back around.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. Yeah,
we still got a time to see.
Is winter supposed to do something? Like, is it supposed to adapt to cold weather or make it worse in cold weather?
Because summer's supposed to be.
It might be like the flu, where it comes back every year. People get it more during when your immune system down. It's colder outside. It able to live better in cold than in heat. So it's probably.
Usually germs die in cold. You know, that's why they keep the hospital so cold.
Yeah, I might have said that off basis. I'm not completely sure, but I just know that, you know, they're saying it's similar to the flu and its process. It might be that, you know,
because every winter
and they say it could get worse. It could mutate into a worse strand. So,
because then you just say a Lake Ozark, all those people, a lot of people caught it from that.
Yeah, they said a good amount of people caught it. I forgot how many, but there was at least.
So imagine the protests. Like, you seen the protests in Philly. That was amazing.
Yeah, and that's a catch-22. It's like, you know.
Like, this is worth, you know, you don't want nobody to die, but if there's a reason for you to break social distancing, this is a reason.
Yeah, I mean.
So it ain't like you was being irresponsible. For it, you know.
I mean, it's hard because it's just we don't know. But hopefully it doesn't get worse. It's not as crazy as, you know.
And I do know I ain't taking that Bill Gates vaccine. No vaccine. Yeah, he got a vaccine. He's supposed to be coming out to help with COVID. That's who been working on it. And someone said the funniest shit. He said he can't even keep his computers from getting the virus.
Yeah,
you think I'm gonna take something and he gonna get me?
Oh my god,
that's a great joke.
That's funny. That's
great joke.
That's real.
Great joke.
That's definitely real. That's weird.
Vaccine.
But you know, it's usually the people that create the virus that got hold the cure. So it's like, I don't know, man.
Yeah,
I don't trust none of them.
More CEOs are dropping off too. I've heard a lot about that.
You said some more.
Yeah, there was at least one of the Reddit co-founders has dropped out, but his spin was, he says he wants a black person to replace him in his company. And he says he's gonna start giving a large portion of the stock that he still has. He's gonna donate money more into black causes.
Here's the thing, like
it's
a
interesting
lot of,
to see, you know, but a lot of CEOs have left their corporation before this. Like it's weird.
Outside of the CEOs, this businesses in general, a lot of it, you know, a lot of people are saying things because they feel obligated, and a lot of it's fake. They may not,
of course,
you know, because a lot of companies
take it right now,
and that's my point. Like, I hate the sympathy shit, but sometimes, fuck it. Take it and capitalize on it so you can make your own shit and, you know, do what you
need
to do.
Not only that, we want more.
And black people are pulling their dollars out left and right. Yeah. All I see is people posting that they buying from black this and, I found a new black this and black men. I'm like, and them companies are scared, nigga. They shaking in their boots.
Fuck them.
Puss in boots.
They ignored us for long enough. Now it's like, hey.
Minneapolis talking about. We gonna get there.
All right. Let's talk about Drew Brees real quick since we did touch over it. I mean,
well, everyone's seen the Drew Brees. He said the wrong thing, obviously, but I feel like he said what he felt, and it's gonna be a rough season for Drew Brees, man.
He went to say it, he probably was like, this finna be a breeze.
It's gonna be some that was low hanging fruit, but it still made me laugh. It's gonna be some people that forgive him, but it's gonna be a lot of people that don't forget that. And he gonna get sacked, and when he's sacked, they gonna be talking shit. He better hope his offensive line don't give up on him, cause it's gonna be a long season.
They gonna tackle him. Salute that nigga.
Who that?
It's gonna be a long season.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, he tried to do this apology, and I could just look like I could just see through his skull. It just didn't look. He tried to issue this, you know, he's like, look me in my eyes.
But I look at it the same way as all the people that get caught being racist when they apologize. It's like you doing it because you have to, not because you want. You just because you got caught. That's how you feel.
But that could change over time. At least it could change their kids over time if they, you know what I'm saying? Even if they're doing it out of, I'm just trying to save my face, just trying to save career, whatever. They could just do that. That's fine. But at the end of the day, if they're doing changes, that means that gives us more power. Yo, we made you do that. You got to change because the people are dying out here.
Yeah.
And all this gratitude, whatever you want to call it, sympathy, empathy, I want it all. We'll take it all. Let's all take it all. But one big thing we need is the money. We need the money. We need some change. Change just has to happen with the cops. I think that's starting to happen. Next,
well, all
we
the cops
money.
Have been arrested.
We need
so
money.
All four are in custody right now.
That's great.
So they all arrested on $1 million bail. And they're getting a charge with abating murder, whatever that is.
Oh, yeah.
So helping out.
Aiding and abetting.
Or whatever, one of them. Y'all correct me in the comments.
Yeah, getting the criminal justice system.
It's a lawyer in the comments.
Yeah, somebody out there.
But outside of that, to go to the Minneapolis, did y'all see when the mayor got booed?
I did.
No, I didn't see that.
Duh. It was like a movie scene. So he went up there at the rally and said he doesn't want to defund police.
Yeah.
Shame, 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 shame. He's walking through the crowd, and then they're saying, "Go home, Jacob." Did y'all not see?
I didn't see it.
It was like Handmaid's Tale.
No, I did not see
that. Yeah,
It was so funny to me.
Shame.
They was shame. Not having it. They shame. Were not. I'm talking about. He's walking through the crowd. He did people yelling in his face. I'm like, is this real?
Shame, shame, shame.
How did y'all not see that?
Going back to Game of Thrones.
Here it is.
I didn't see that at all.
Shame.
Come on, give me the
shame. This was the mayor?
The mayor of Minneapolis.
That's him?
Yeah.
He looks young as fuck.
He is young. He is a young mayor. Shame, shame. He just gotta walk through this crowd, sea of people. Look at all these people he got to walk through.
No, that's a lot of people.
Shame.
Hey, so, you're not doing what the people that you're saying.
And the bad thing about it, they dismantled it anyway. Good. So it's like, now you lost your city.
And this is not to say that people, like, I'm not saying we don't need some type of law. You know what I'm saying? Some type of, you know, people to uphold the law. But, you know, this is the time where we can change all that. It doesn't have to be cops.
Yeah.
It could be some new form. It could be, they could be similar to cops. They could That's be, they you know, said. But it could be different. Had they released out their exact plan?
Well, I think it's still going to be cops, but they're breaking it up to, you know, bring it back in a way. So they're saying reallocating those funds for education, affordable housing, and other social services. Also, law enforcement officers not equipped to be experts responding to mental health crisis. So they want to send out public health experts to, you know, to deal when someone's on substance abuse or mental health, because most of the police killings involve someone with mental illness, so they don't know how to deal with those people, so they're gonna send out a public health worker instead and use that money to go other places and other programs to improve everything. So it's not the worst.
What if that crazy person has like wielding a knife or something? You know, what do you do? And that's just a practical question I have.
Yeah,
like, I know there's kinks to be worked out and all that stuff, but
a lot of people talking about, like, in different countries, they said when they dismantled their police and lessened the presence of police in areas, crime went down. So it's like a lot of people are saying with no police, the crime's gonna be crazy. They're like, nah, ours went down. They took the police out of the schools, they took police out of certain areas, and crime went down, they said. So,
yeah, man,
they'll be a good example to see.
Yeah,
and then this may, you know, have other cities following. So, Minneapolis is actually doing good. They're doing everything that the other cities never did thus far. We're gonna see how it works.
Yeah,
man, it's just it needs to be a new way of thinking. So, hopefully, this starts it.
What were you gonna say about veganism?
Oh, that's right. I like, after everything that's been going on, like, I mean, you know, I just don't know how much I can stand next to vegans because they're trying to protect animals and all this.
Yeah.
If you're not saying the same thing for black people. Fair. You see what I'm saying?
So
if you're putting animals ahead of human beings,
yeah,
I can't fuck with you. So, and it's to know that, you know, a lot of them are like that anyway. They don't give a fuck. They just want to choose their battle.
Like, I remember I listened to the video where that Kev posted with the girl talking about, you know, Black Lives Matter, but also animals and stuff.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
That's not what this is about.
We got humans going through something.
I love animals, but not over no humans.
Yeah,
fuck out of here. Think about it for a second. If it was your family, if it was your little child, your white kid or whatever, and this happened to him, and they say, well, you know, we still got to think about the animals.
You can be like, what?
What the fuck? Are you kidding me?
It's even like, it's always double standards when it's like pertaining to black people, because it's like this video went viral showing this little boy. He was like, looked like 4 or 5, and he knew how to work an assault rifle. And the white lady, oh, this is so cute. They like, I got a gun convention maybe or something with all these guns displayed. He knows how to work it. You know, he's going up to it, pressing, this is so cute. And everyone, was it cute if it was black, would it be cute? Remember Tamir Rice? Toy gun? It's cute for a white boy to do it, but for a black kid, it's a death sentence. This nigga got killed in Walmart for holding a BB gun.
That's crazy.
Tamir Rice got killed for, King Bash got me saying Tamar. Tamir Rice got killed for holding a toy gun. So it's like, it's a lot, man, to be black in America.
It's a lot.
It's crazy. It's
definitely a lot.
But can we talk about King Batch situation? I don't see that on the board.
I mean,
yeah, he trended. If you didn't see the King Batch, he trended because he did a spoken word piece, and a lot of people wasn't feeling it, and he wrote Tamir Rice's name wrong. He put Tamar, like Tamir was a Braxton, and people wasn't fucking with it. On IG, under his page, people liked it, I guess his fans, but on Twitter, he was trending, and people was tearing that up.
Yeah.
I just, you know, after watching the video, it just felt mad weird and unsincere and all that. But at the same time, I can't go against my word of saying,
we need it all. Whatever.
That's the thing.
Well, even if his shit got some negative attention, hey, it's attention. We need it all. Everybody, hop on board. I don't give a fuck what your...
So you got a huge following, so it'll reach out.
Yeah, so, you know, hopefully, you know, it doesn't... But yeah, it was kind of corny. It was kind of lame. It was whatever, but they need it. All of it.
But I just read that they said...
Oh, my bad. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Something we didn't talk about.
The recession began in February. It said, and I was like, it said the national, what did it say? Hold on. It said this was the fastest that the NBER, the National Bureau of Economic Research, has declared any recession since the group began formal announcements in 1979. They said it happened so fast that they just now figuring out it happened in February. And I was like, God, I guess.
Well, 38 million people unemployed.
Yeah, that'll
do it.
That'll do it real quick. Now, since more than 42 million Americans have filed for unemployment benefits, major companies including JCPenney's, J.Crew, and Hertz have filed for bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. And economists are predicting GDP imploded at an annualized rate of 40% during the second quarter. So I don't know if they're saying that this means it's over, because it's not. It can't be over. But
I could have swore the other day I heard that the stock market had a jump. It jumped up for the first time in a while.
It definitely, because in March, like March 24th, it tanked.
Yeah.
But now, you know, a lot of stocks are steadily rising right back up.
Well, it says, although this recession began suddenly, there is hope that it could be relatively brief. Economists are predicting GDP will turn sharply positive in the third quarter as businesses continue to reopen and Americans begin to travel again. So, and a lot of places are like, even L.A. is starting, you see more people. Mike said he was out, and he said he's seen a little bit of traffic building up. He said, oh, God, here we go. It's slowly starting to come back here. So, and restaurants and stuff are supposed to open next week. Restaurants, bars, and gyms, I think they'll go ahead and open those up back next
Gym
week.
Gym is a scary place to be with the threat of COVID.
I mean, yeah. So, we'll see.
I don't know if I can work out yet.
You gotta let the first wave of people
let me know.
Do their thing.
But the NBA is back.
NBA is back.
And the crazy thing about it, the new season supposed to start in December. So it's like as soon as this one ends, they got a little time for they gotta run it back right back up. But if you miss sports, that's another thing that probably contributed to protesting. Sports was gone. So it was just nothing.
True. It was nothing,
but just like the news.
Yeah. So, but
it's sad because in a weird way, I want all this to continue. Like, you know, the protesting, I want it to continue.
And it has.
And it needs to keep pushing. And this is the most I've ever seen a protest, like, really stay this strong, if not grow even more. But
the niggas ain't got to go work.
You know, I do want to see my sports.
When does the NBA start? When does the NBA start?
Give us football. All the other ones good, you know.
You know all that, but
when does the NBA start? They say
July 22nd, I believe.
And they're doing it in one place, right?
Orlando. Okay. Like eight teams, and I think it's a couple teams that could possibly get in, but
then it's for the championship, pretty much.
It's gonna go. It starts the playoffs. I think you get eight regular season games. It said then the playoffs start. So I know it's gonna be people like what I hate, like especially LeBron win the championship this year. Well, because it was a shortened season. He got lucky because don't tarnish nobody.
Well,
who
everybody's
this year.
Always like everybody right now starting off from the same place.
Yeah, don't tarnish.
None of them could practice.
Yeah, none of them could practice.
Yeah, practicing on their own, but it was so everyone's kind of starting off back at an equal playing field.
Yeah,
so it's hard to say.
And every day more and more, this Dak Prescott stuff just gets. It's so interesting to me every time because I'm just like
I'm over it.
What's the new?
I'm over it.
I guess
he's gonna get paid. He's still gonna play on franchise tag.
Yeah, he still ain't. I guess he still ain't signed nothing. But they talk about it every day.
He's trying to rob the industry.
But the thing is,
he's trying to rob.
And they said the cap usually, is going down or something.
People
like that.
People usually don't get paid until the day or day of the deadline. That's just every time. So why is it such a big
When's
deal?
The deadline?
I guess
July 15th.
I guess because they had those rumors of how much he was wanting and all this stuff. But
we don't know whose side is who's lying, who's trying.
I'm pulling for him to get 50. He ain't getting 50 million. I want him.
Mahomes probably gonna get 50.
Cowboys to spend everything they have on this.
And that's the thing. Nobody wants to be the first. Like, you know, nobody wants to be the first to say, you know, Mahomes or Deshaun, none of them
are getting 50 except possibly Patrick. Yeah. Patrick could possibly get 50
for sure.
But Dak or Watson, they not. And I think Deshaun is better than Dak, but he ain't getting 50.
NFL players, was it NFL? No, actually, this is an NBA player, but they want to look at, there's a talk that they want to look at more the books of the owners. Mm-hmm. So, because they feel like there's a lot of money on the table that they're not seeing. You know what I'm saying? And it's not typical that the players get a right to look at the NBA's books to see where is all this money going, where is it at? Mm-hmm. So I think if they get that, there's going to be a lot more power going to the players. Mm-hmm. And these players, man, these black players, and not only do I hope that, I know they're going to kneel and everything, that's great, but yo, I feel like there could be a lot of money circulating if black players decide to put up their money together for building up the community. Like, even if it's one community, you could take a lot. There's a, because we have a lot of black millionaires in the NBA, mm-hmm. NBA, the NFL, mm-hmm. all these sports. If y'all just, even if all of y'all, hundreds of y'all put it, 100 of those players put in $1 million each. Oh, that's $100 million that you could put into one community.
There's a town in Georgia for sale right now for $1.2 million.
A whole town?
Whole town.
Oh, yeah.
That town, you get everything. Trashed, though, huh?
I mean, that's where you're going to get a town. Like, you ain't going to get no major city for 1.2, so you got to start somewhere and build it.
How much New York starting off at?
New York?
3.5?
No, New York.
Probably 3.5 trillion.
Trillion, nigga. That's a lot of money.
Shit.
And shit, once we get these reparations, we might be able to pay that off.
Possibly. Possibly.
And you inherit the dirtiest city in the United States.
You kick the white people and the rats out.
Hilarious.
Right. Get the fuck out.
Put them back on the boat. No. Gonna send them back to
them rats be mad as fuck. We ain't even do shit, brother.
Send them back to Ireland and everywhere.
That's funny. This is such a fucking black power kick, man. This fucking, I don't even want to call it a kick, but
it's just what it is
watching
now.
A lot of camp told me watching Claude Anderson, who will get you very upset.
Get you riled up.
Oh, yeah. But it's some real shit. I mean, I don't know if he can make me more than what I already was.
Does he know nonsense? He at that age. Like, if they kill me, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm old.
And I fuck with, but what he's saying now, too, you know, beyond, he had a more, like, maybe a couple weeks ago, he put up a video on his channel. And he broke down, like, what he believes is coming. He thinks things are going to get worse. And by all assessment, like,
worse how?
Essentially, that the country is going to go into the depression, and that the coronavirus might get worse and come back, and that black people aren't going to have any resources. Mm-hmm. We don't make anything. We don't create anything. Our communities are in shambles because, you know, it's taken away from us. And we're going to be left out dry while other people have their communities and whatever to work together. We don't have no hospitals. We don't have any, essentially anything.
And they blew them up.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's why he's saying, give us our money. Pay us our money so for 400 years of labor. And so we can rebuild our communities. We can have our own police. We could just be left alone. Give us the money. Leave us
outside
alone.
Outside of this wholeheartedly deserving it, y'all paid other people.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They paid Holocaust people. They paid Japanese people. They paid Native Americans.
Not only that, they paid businesses. That's what a bailout is. A bailout is reparations for a business. Here you go. You've put in work. You've helped grow our economy.
Take this.
You know, we're going to put this money back into you while you're struggling to bail you out. Black people are struggling. We need a bailout. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. Well, if we do it, I want people like Candace Owens. Don't come get this black money.
Yeah. No, don't. You stay
since
your
you
want
to talk all that mess, don't come get this black money.
Stay your ass, Terry.
Stay over there. Stay over there.
Stay over there.
With the Karens.
And the
Candace.
The Karens and the Cruises.
The Karens and the Cruises. You and Terry and Candace, don't you touch your reparations.
That's a black guy that's not for the cause. A Cruise.
The Cruise.
Goddamn Cruise.
You with Tom and them.
Yeah.
Terry makes Smokey Robinson's song Cruising look bad. And I love that. That's my favorite Smokey Robinson song. Now every time I hear Cruising, I'm going to think of Terry.
Can't wear no crew neck. Don't let that come back.
Terry, he eat cream of wheat over grits.
Oh, he is definitely. I mean, no shame. He has his place. You know what I'm saying?
Not over grits.
Not over grits. Not over grits. I'm from the South. With an F.
With an F, nigga.
I'm from the South. I love grits.
And the North.
First thing I learned how to cook as a child, grits.
Damn. That was the first thing?
First thing, that and hot dogs.
Do you cook hot dogs?
Yeah, though? You boil them. It's cooking.
Some people fry them, too.
That's cooking?
Yeah, it's cooking.
Okay.
Shit.
Yeah, hot dogs.
What did you think that was?
Not because I just heard boil them. So I'm like, you know, when you think of cooking, I'm thinking like, you know, when you cook eggs, like make eggs and shit.
That's basically what you're doing when you're frying is boiling hot grease. You throw it in there and it do what it do.
That's true.
You boiling grease. That's what, frying.
So when people
frying is boiling grease.
So when people eat Pop-Tarts, they not cooking.
They warming up.
They warming up.
But I see what you're saying, because a hot dog technically
is cooked.
Yeah, it's kind of cooked. It's cooked. So they say if you want to eat it raw. Raw cooked.
Okay. Cooked raw.
Just like grits. You put it in the boiling water. That's and you true. Do your thing. You're cooking it. You're cooking grits. You ain't boiling
grits.
Is
that the difference between cooking and fixing?
Fixing is just putting something in the microwave.
Fixing is what your grandma does.
Okay, grandma about to go in there, fix, go get it.
Our generation ain't
she about to fix you something. It could be a sandwich. Okay. It could be leftovers. Yep. Cooking is, I'm about to go in there and cook.
Okay.
You're going to start feeling heat. Okay. You're going to start smelling sweets.
So fixing and cooking is two different things.
And then you're going to get to eat.
And then you got thrown down.
You got fixing, cooking, and throwing down.
Throwing down, that's special occasion.
That's special occasion. That's
on Sundays, holidays, okay. Graduations.
Oh, she throwing down.
She throwing
fixing,
down.
Fixing, cooking, and throwing down.
When she throwing down, people coming over.
That's the podcast, man. Fixing, cooking, and throwing down.
Fixing, cooking, and throwing down.
That's it right there.
No, Terry Crews, you're not invited to this goddamn picnic.
Yeah, you ain't fixing, cooking, or throwing down shit. Oh, man. All right, well, that's all I got for today. Make sure you get your Manscaped, Dorm 20.
Yeah, get your Manscaped.
Get your Manscaped.
Make you want to say on, don't it? Get your Manscaped on.
Get your Manscaped on. Get your Manscaped on with your Dorm 20.
Get your roll on. Get your Manscaped on.
Watch Room Noise. Emmanuel Verse on there. It's so funny to me. So fucking funny.
Oh, no. That's the wrong one.
Yeah.
Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I be sleeping in my drawers like
Winnie the Pooh.
He do have a shirt and no drawers on. Just naked out there. Dick out.
And you look dumb as a man. That's why I say don't put your beater or shirt on before you put on anything when you get out of the shower. You look stupid.
I do it all.
Like, before I go to bed. Like, I take off my pajama pants sometimes and just have on a t-shirt or something.
Why?
Wait, why? Because I like, I don't know. There's something about
When you're taking off your pants, you're taking off your underwear too? That's what you said?
I don't wear my underwear with pajama pants.
I mean, you said that, like, it's not a bad thing. Like,
what, to wear underwear with pajama pants?
Yeah, if Cam was to go in the room right now and just take off his shorts and throw on pajama pants.
But that's not. That's like putting underwear on and swim trunks.
No.
You put pajama pants to sleep in, so you don't have to wear any pants or any underwear.
That's not what they said.
That is exactly what it's for.
That's what it's for.
Yeah. So if I look at the, you don't put underwear on with your pajama.
No. I'm not saying you put underwear on, but I'm just saying like if I already had underwear on,
yeah. I take off my pants. I'm just putting on some pajama.
You take off your underwear too.
Not everybody do that.
Nah, that's weird, bro.
I don't think that's weird. Actually, what you just said was weird to me. The first time I heard somebody say so confidently, like, "Yeah, you wear underwear with your."
Goddamn underwear with my pajama pants. Why do I have extra clothes on? Like, that's what I take off that to. You put on pajama pants to relax.
You been around here just dick out?
You goddamn right.
I ain't know that. I wouldn't.
What you talking about?
I'm never gonna be comfortable seeing you in pajamas.
I wouldn't have stood so close to you.
That's fine. my pajama pants aren't for you. And this is the problem. You white people, all these motherfuckers that not understand it. It's for me.
That's interesting.
All underwear matters, man.
Yeah, all underwear matter.
Yeah, but they matter to be folded up and put it away and cleaned. They don't have to be on you.
No, we're not saying we have to be on you.
I'm not against you doing what you want to do. But you seem so offended that a nigga will wear underwear.
Yeah, I am offended. That's idiotic. No,
Chaz got on pajama pants right now.
Yeah, underwear.
That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
No, it's not.
It's ridiculous.
It's normal.
It's pretty normal.
You should be ashamed of yourselves.
You fucking underwear having ass in there.
All I gotta say, if you ever sleep here again, no pajama pants.
What is the point of wearing pajama pants? Like, if, like, that's the reason you're not sleeping butt ass naked. You put on pajama pants so your dick ain't touching the whatever you sleep on.
But, like, so when people wear, like, if women wear nightgowns, they don't.
Why do you need two layers of something to. Is that. You scared your dick is going to catch something?
No. He's just saying, like.
Well, if I had this on today,
yeah,
I take this off and I won't put on pajamas. I just put them on. It's not like, oh, I can't wear my underwear with this. That's. Asinine. No, just throw them on and go sleep.
Why don't you just take off your underwear too?
Because there's no reason for me to.
Like,
why?
Why have two things of material on you when you have pajama pants to relax in?
But if I wear
I'm
shorts
sick of it.
To
I'm
bed,
done.
Like,
I'm ended the conversation.
Relaxation ain't about being naked up under your pajama pants. It's just about putting on something comfortable.
But you and me have two different ideas of relaxation.
So let me ask you this. If you was aware.
Less clothes means more relaxation for me. Not completely naked, but I like less stuff on. I might put on a robe, might put on some pajama pants, but I'm not putting underwear, have a beater and a t-shirt, underwear and pajamas.
But here's the confusing thing. The way you're saying is like, I'm putting on underwear just to wear my pajamas.
What do you think you put on pajama? They have a pajama set, right? The top layer, the shirt. Pajama shirt, right? They got the long sleeve shirt.
Yeah.
You think you're supposed to wear a t-shirt under that?
No, nobody said that.
But it's not nothing wrong if you do.
That's the same thing.
I wore a beater under it. Most of the time, if I'm wearing pajama stuff, it's cold. So I'm going to wear a beater and some underwear. I don't want to be cold.
I'm offended, Cam. I'm offended.
If it's 5 p.m, he ain't going to just go get naked and put on his pajama. He just throw on some pajama pants.
Next time you walk around here, you better not have on no goddamn underwear.
I'm always going to have on underwear.
You better not.
Well, right now I don't own any pajama pants, but.
We're going to get you some right after this podcast.
And you better not wear underwear.
And,
I will put underwear on.
You're not going to wear no underwear.
Well, I won't put underwear on. I'll have them on already.
And then you're going to go in your room, you're going to change, and there's going to be no underwear under your pajama pants. And you're going to say, you're going to turn to me, and you're going to come to me and be like, you know what? This is the best feeling ever.
No, it probably
you were right.
It feels great.
You were so right. Matter of fact, I'm getting five more pairs of pajama pants.
You know what? This is all I'm going to say to you. I'm fixing to whoop your ass and throw down in it.
Because what you cooking up ain't right.
Oh my God.
That's an interesting combo.
It is,
man. No. We may have to ask people. We may have to cut this clip and ask if y'all wear. I know girls don't wear. So, girls, we ain't asking y'all. Yeah, this is for guys.
If you got pajama pants,
do girls don't wear no underwear. I love when y'all don't wear.
Yeah.
It's like when niggas used to wear,
that's
jeans
different.
With
that's
basketball.
Different.
That's way different.
That's different.
And goddamn.
That's different. That's you.
Different.
You was ready. You got to be ready at all times to either fight or play ball.
Yeah,
that's
different. That's different.
We talking about adult things.
I'm mad because I did it too, but I grew up out of that shit. Yeah, what the fuck?
Now
talking
that
about
trash.
Basketball
now that
shit's
trash.
Burning on my sperm.
But it was a reason we did it. You had to be ready at all moments.
Yeah, for anybody.
But now, that's just crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to put together my list of what we need to change once all this is over.
And pajama pants with no underwear is one of them.
That's going to be at the bottom of the totem pole.
Get comfortable, man. I'm sick of this. I want my people to feel comfortable.
So who say we're not comfortable with the underwear on?
You sleep.
That's a mental thing.
You sleep in your pajama pants.
Sometimes. Sometimes I take it off.
So
and
now
that's
you
when
just
I sleep like Winnie the Pooh. Sometimes I get naked. I get naked in bed. You never slept naked?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm saying I get naked in bed.
Yeah. But you have your shirt on.
Sometimes one at a time. So sometimes I get into bed. I'll be like, you know what? I just don't want to sleep with nothing around my waist. Right?
Okay.
I don't want anything restricting my blood flow, my body. So I just take off the pants.
Your pants that tight?
I mean, sometimes it just depends. If it's fitted, sometimes
so then
you know, you be
in the bed with just a t-shirt on.
So sometimes I got a t-shirt, but sometimes I get hot in the middle of the night. So I take off the t-shirt and I end up butt ass. But sometimes it's a nice balance. My legs are keeping a little warmer the whole time.
So
I want it a little warm up here.
Wait a minute.
So then when I got to go to the bathroom,
yeah.
I'm looking like Winnie the Pooh because I got on just the t-shirt.
You look stupid.
I'm not going to put my underwear. I'm not going to put my pajama pants
on. No, I'm not saying
on.
Put your pajama pants back on, but.
I know you look stupid. I know you look stupid.
Of course I look stupid.
You damn right you better put them on here.
The point is comfort. God damn it.
Why don't you take the shirt off too?
Yeah,
like, I'm more offended by that.
Cool while I'm going to sleep.
Just take the shirt
off.
I'm
more offended by that. You just having a shirt on, no bottoms.
But do you wear a shirt when you go to sleep?
No.
Never. You don't have a beater on, nothing.
No.
Never. You never done it.
No, I've done it before, but not in years. I just, I like to
How about you?
When I was younger, all the way up to high school, I would only sleep in underwear. But when I came to college and started living with y'all, then I would start wearing, now I'm so used to just wearing, like I wear shorts and maybe a beater or a t-shirt to sleep.
I was about to fall asleep to that explanation.
So I hope not naked. I hope not naked.
I was about to take off my pants right goddamn.
Well, make that funny. My explanation wasn't long at all. That's what made that shit so funny. Duh. You gotta end it there. You ain't gonna get no better than that.
We out of here, man. We love y'all. Drop your questions. Follow Room Noise. Watch the new Room Noise episode, and we'll see y'all next week.
I'm gonna protest with no
peace. Oh, you better not.
I'm gonna walk down the street. I'm gonna let my
Let him shoot that dick off with a rubber bullet.